But about Life magazine, I would say that there were two stories about that that I shouldn't forget. One was canceled by the family, by Mr. Chapman. And it was, he'd been hired to go to the ranch, the Chapman Barnard Ranch. And I think it was Mr. Chapman. It could have been Mr. Barnard. I had to find out which one was probably the more, a little bit more demanding maybe. But before that ever made it to the magazine, they were able to cancel it. He didn't want to have that publicity. The pictures are of the real cowboys doing their work. And my dad had a story about one of the pictures he was trying to take of a cowboy, and he was posing a little bit because of, you know, the inability to stop action like he'd like to because of the limitations of film and cameras at that time. But all of a sudden, Mr. Barnard, I think it was Mr. You know what, I'm going to have to ask the family. One of them rode up, jumped off of his horse, big cloud of dust, grabbed my father by the collar and said, "Don't you ever stop my cowboys from working. They have important things to do. You leave them alone. You can take pictures from the side, but don't bother them and pose them." So that was part of that story that developed there. The other one that I remember is Mr. Chapman and Mr. Barnard with their horses, full length, and in the middle is the ranch manager, holding his hat up high above his head. My dad had asked him, "How do you get to be the foreman of this ranch?" He says, "I'm the toughest guy. Anybody who can beat me can have the job." So that's how it was toughness. His name was Ben Johnson, the father of Ben Johnson, who would become an Academy Award-winning movie actor.
Wow.
He took a load of horses from the Chapman Barnard Ranch to Hollywood for movies. And he would look after the horses. And he got out there and he says, "This is a lot easier work than back there on the ranch." But that story needs to be told. Guy Logsdon did tell it. It's on film.
The Ben Johnson, who was foreman, you said was the father of the actor.
Yes, and they look identical.
They were just, okay, and then they drove, how did the cattle?
The Chapman Barnard Ranch, I guess, made a deal to deliver a herd of horses to Hollywood, and somebody had to look after them. Let me finish that story then about, because Ben Johnson is very important. It tells a lot about Oklahomans and about their morals and their will and their strength. A movie came out in the 60s, late 60s, I believe, and it was called The Last Picture Show. And I think that director, he has quite a name too. He wanted Ben Johnson for this one role. And Ben Johnson read the script and he said, "That's a dirty movie, I'm not gonna be in it." And he called him twice more, "Please, no, it's a dirty picture show, you can have it." Then this Howard Hawks or whoever that would have been, I'll have to look that up, called him and said, "Ben," he said, "Yes, Mr. Hawks, what can I do?" He says, "Well, I have a favor to ask. There's a movie role that you're the only person on this planet that can play that role." He says, "I'll do it for you." And he says, "It's The Last Picture Show. And they're going to give you a percentage of the take and they're going to give you a big salary." He said, "Mr. Hawks, I don't want money off of that." He says, "Just pay me the standard, whatever the movie actors guild pays, that's all I want. And the only other thing I want is to be able to control the words that come out of my mouth. I'm not going to talk dirty." And he did that. He got an Academy Award for it.
And the movie was?
The Last Picture Show. Yeah,
right.
And Sybil Shepherd was in that and did swim naked, which, of course, as a young man, made me want to see the movie. So I have seen the movie, and I've seen Sybil Shepherd dive off that diving board at the high school naked. But Ben Johnson said something at the very end of that to Guy Logsdon. He says, "If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything." And I thought, wow, that's a great Oklahoman and a great model to follow.
We should say that Guy Logsdon, of course, became a great historian in music and an expert on Woody Guthrie, and we have his story elsewhere here on voicesofoklahoma.com, and he was a librarian at Tulsa University, as a matter of fact.